We're speaking to Rob Norton, who's the general manager of Maryland Live. Let's, before we talk about your various issues, we're sitting in front of one of your newest features. It is a $500 slot machine with a top payout of $1 million. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, we're excited. We have some great high-end players here that have been playing our other $500 machine very actively and have been asking for a bigger jackpot. And so we went out and brought the first $1 million machine to the state of Maryland. In fact, it's actually the first $1 million standalone machine in the East Coast.
Even Atlantic City doesn't have one of these?
Not like this, no. This is a property paid. There's no annuity. We pay you the $1 million. If you hit it, we pay it to you right here.
Now, this debuted just in the last week, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We had a big launch party this last Saturday where we invited our top 300 players to all take a free spin. You know, lucky for me, it didn't hit that day, but it would have been great if it did anyhow.
Has this hit yet?
Not for the $1 million. We've actually, on our debut party, we had a number of taxable jackpots hit on those free spins. I think we paid out right around $30,000 in kind of that free play when we were doing our promotion.
$500 a pull, and we're waiting for the jackpot to hit. The debut of this machine, is this due in parts to the fact that you're soon going to have increased competition?
You know, you could say it's a coincidence that we are acting in a competitive spirit, but the truth is we operate every day with competition in our market. We've been competing against Atlantic City, Delaware, and West Virginia every day that we operate. Horseshoe coming in, or our new competitor coming in, just is another competitor coming into an already competitive market. I will tell you there is some tie to the fact that, you know, we're making sure that everything we do is at an A-plus level here. And that includes making sure we have the best selection, the best variety, and the best machines. And so, yes, that's absolutely tied to our competitive program, which is to make sure that we have the best product.
And you can't miss Maryland Live's presence in billboard form as you drive down Russell Street. And I do that maybe twice a week. And for the last few months, and it's even as it's about to open, what's the message there?
Well, you know, we're proud to be the market leader. We fully anticipate to continue to be the market leader. We welcome the new competition in. They're a class act, but we're going to compete. And so my message there is we know they're coming, and, you know, welcome to the neighborhood.
Do you sense some of your players here are going to at least go over there out of curiosity's sake?
I expect there'll be a lot of people who will do a trial, and then they'll compare that facility to our facility, their service to our service, and they'll make their selection based upon where they get the best service and the best products, and I feel very confident in how that'll play out.
I've heard from analysts, I've heard from politicians that Maryland is about to reach the saturation point when it comes to casino gambling, not only because of Horseshoe, but what's happening in 2 years with National Harbor.
The truth is that we have a lot more competition coming than was originally projected for this market, and you know we raised our concerns up front in when the politicians were considering the expansion. We've been consistent with that message. However, at this point, the law's been changed, the competition's coming, and you know we're not a group that's going to cry over spilt milk. We're gonna buckle down, get competitive, and figure out how to stay on top of the game. You know, our goal is to welcome these new competitors into the market with all the veracity that we can. We're going to go after them.
How worried are you about the National Harbor competition? Because, I mean, I even just looked on the lot today as I pulled in. You see a lot of cars from D.C. and Virginia, and those folks may not cross the Wilson Bridge or may not go far after they cross the Wilson Bridge.
So you know, National Harbor and Caesars are both very, very, very good companies. They're going to bring a great product, and they're going to compete very hard. I think we're worried enough that we have to game plan and strategize on how to compete with those folks. However, you know, that's still 2 years away, and we've got a lot of things that we're working on already to get ready for National Harbor and to continue. Anything we do for National Harbor will also help us in our competition with Caesars.
Are we going to see more machines like this, and more big jackpots?
You know, we've added over 2,000 new machines to the floor in this last year as far as new product.
And this is now a sense where you now own the machines.
Not yet.
Or is that still
right.
Still the case?
That happens in April of 2015.
Gotcha.
But so we continually upgrade our slot product. We have done, like I said, over 2,000 conversions in the last year. We've added 200 first-to-market new product to the floor, and I think we're probably one of the strongest in the country as it relates to making sure that the slot product is by far the top of line.
You have no doubt been watching what's going on in Atlantic City. Let me get your impressions, just your overall impressions. You've got a number of casinos that are closing. What's your reaction to all that?
You know, it's unfortunate, but I think to some degree it's a little bit inevitable when you're talking about Atlantic City, in that, you know, the Atlantic City is a great destination, but they are designed to pull from, you know, the regional feeder markets, and those regional feeder markets are adding casinos like Maryland, like Philadelphia, like New York, and so there's going to be an impact on those locations that are designed to pull from those markets. So, you know, it's an unfortunate reality. Atlantic City needs to think about and really strategize on how to compete as a destination when the proximity to world-class casinos like this is actually closer to the population base now.
Now, you've also made the effort to try to hire some of those workers in Atlantic City who will be losing their jobs or have quit their jobs in anticipation they'll soon be without a job. How's that effort going?
Well, I want to start by saying that we actually hire locally, like far greater numbers. I mean, we have nearly 80% of our staff is locally grown, right? And I think over half is.
And you're talking the Baltimore, Washington area?
Yeah, and I think half of them come right here from Anne Arundel County.
Okay.
So if you speak about that, when we did the dealer school, you know, we put them all through so we could bring that, you know, 500-600 people from the local community into it. But with that said, there is an opportunity to go up and cherry pick some great employees from Atlantic City that really know the business and can be helpful to us as we continue to mature in our operation. And we've been successful in doing so from the likes of Revel, from the likes of Trump. And again, it's not a flood, but there are specific employees that we've been able to grab.
Any idea how many employees you have been able to hire from there?
Well, if you combine the multiple
sure.
job fairs that we've done over the last year, we've probably got 50 or 60 employees from the Atlantic City market through those efforts, and probably even more when we go back to table games and consider the table game expansion when we brought in people from those markets as well.
Okay. And those folks that you hired from Atlantic City, were those folks are now having to move to the area, or were some of those folks living in Philadelphia or Wilmington or even Baltimore, you know, to commute every day?
No. The majority of people actually relocate here. So it's,
okay.
When we do bring in, you know, people from external markets, it's great for the local economy because they're taking up housing. They're now buying cars and groceries in the area, and so we definitely have had a lot of relocation, including myself. You know, I came from another market and relocated my family right here to Anne Arundel County.
How many employees do you have now?
We're just about 3,100 employees now, grown from when we opened up about 750.
Okay. Now, it's been 2 years since Maryland Live opened, and I was here on opening night. I've been back a couple of times. Is the casino where you expected it to be? Is it better? Is it
that sort of thing? I am extremely proud of this casino and the operation that we have here. You know, we are a, you know, brand new facility, and in all rights, we operate as if we have been around for 20 years doing this. You know, our service, you know, in areas like slots and in security and things like that, are unparalleled on the East Coast, and I'm really proud of them. You know, I still think we continue to refine every day, though. With that said, our goal is to continue to get better in everything we do every day. We're adding better amenities. We're adding better slot machines. We're working on our service every day.
Just final question. I mean, you talk to customers like that, poker classes and things like that. I mean, what's in the for the future of Maryland Live?
You know, again, we've got a lot of plans coming out. I'm not ready to tell our new competitors in the market all the things we have in store for them. But our goal is to keep pushing the envelope. We want to stay competitive. We're going to keep changing. And an idea like poker classes, most of our good ideas come from our customers. And the good news about what we do is we're receptive to their ideas, and we'll work on We'll work on them.
Tell me a little bit about the, because I do hear some construction noise. What's going on?
So for us, we have to continue to work on our amenity set. So although we're not ready to announce exactly what we're doing, we got a new restaurant that just started construction this week. We're very, very excited about what we're adding. It's another big name for the facility. And
people will recognize the
name. Will absolutely recognize the name, and it will be, we'll hopefully announce it in the next week or so. We are looking at other expansion opportunities, more restaurants, and as everybody's heard, the discussions about the hotel are fast and furious at this point. So, you know,
when do you expect the new restaurant to open?
About before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. In time for the holidays, then, of course.